On tonight's episode, we get into the most mediocre sports competition ever invented. Next, we talk about the 2007 Academy Award-winning film, The Departed, and we finish up with an obscure top 10. Bear with me. It's the top 5 things people spend money on that we just don't understand. It'll make more sense in a minute. All that and more tonight on the Lazy Dogcast.
And good day. Welcome to the Lazy Dog Cast, all you lazy dogs.
Wake up out there.
Good morning, Vietnam.
How are you doing?
Good, man.
Episode 5.
It's 5. It's been a while, though.
5's in the books.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks.
Schedule's busy, boys. Yeah. Only getting busier. It's my fault that we haven't got together, but March Madness.
We're here now.
How do we feel about March Madness so far? Not so mad this year.
It's not as much madness, no. Not as much madness.
Yeah. It's we had like one buzzer beater off of travel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of takes on that travel.
In real time, I did not think it was a travel. As soon as I watched the replay, I'm like, oh, he traveled. Yeah. So if that's the case, like, okay. So
real time.
It. Yeah.
Let it so ride. Be it.
Yeah. I'm okay with him swallowing that whistle.
Yeah.
I guess if I'm a fan of that team and I lost.
Yeah, the only one who cares is the fan of the losing
team. Colorado State.
Yeah. Hey, so. I wanted to ask you guys a question. So I reviewed something, or something came to light to me this week. I was going to ask you guys.
One. As long as it's not about cheese.
No. I do have an article saved about cheese, though.
I got it ready. I don't want to talk about
it. It's in the holster when you guys are ready. I was going to ask you guys, have you ever wanted to be a national champion in anything?
I would love to be a national champion in something.
Okay. Have you ever wanted...
Athletic.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to brag about my athleticism to my friends.
Have you ever wanted to be on ESPN doing athletic endeavors?
A 1,000,000.
Okay. I want to introduce you guys to...
This is like curling championships or something.
Yes. This is Vi Sports. You guys,
Vi.
Did you guys get a chance to look at it?
Oh, yes. I saw the article.
I watched the video.
I watched the video too. It's insane.
So I'll introduce you guys to Vi Sports. So dude. This started.
Give me all the smoke.
So,
are you kidding me?
So this started in 2003.
What?
I gotta pull it up real quick.
By a company that does stuff with the YMCA, so it's exclusive through like the YMCA.
Yeah, right? Look. Is there a quick reminder?
Yes. So basically, the Vi is that's how it's pronounced, but it's VIII. So 8.
VIII.
This
tennis,
great shot here by Marcus.
You know what my favorite
through the hoop.
You know my favorite part of the video is that lady.
Oh, a like, 4 yard. Oh, look at this! As he's throwing shit, he's throwing heavy stuff. Homeboy, get to the finish line, cuzzy. 3 minutes.
Dude, that's an 8 second 40. That guy.
You got 3 minutes of.
Hey, so I looked it up. The sprint on that. It's I think they said it was like 80 feet or something, which is like equivalent to like 26 yards. So it's a 26 yard.
Dude.
The 26. And then, so let me go through this with you guys. I'll do the sport. So it's 8 sports in 3 minutes.
Fastest time wins.
If you're fastest time and the completion. So everything that has a ball in it that you see has, you get 3 attempts at it. So you start out first with golf and you're hitting a golf ball and you got to land it. You're hitting a golf ball 47 feet to land it in a, it looks like a 50 foot diameter green. So basically like the size of like a small green. Then you're running over to the softball area where you have 3 attempts to hit 3 balls. You get a point if you hit it over the fence. Can you guys guess the distance on softball? Softball is 85 feet, which is your pop-up behind the pitcher.
85 feet.
You got in.
How far is the pitcher's mound again? 60?
60. So yeah, and like it's
base
like a one
passer. It's 90 like, feet to first base from home to first.
Yeah, home to second is like 120.
Is it even out of the outfield? Infield?
No, you're not even past second base.
You're hitting it to. You're hitting it
over
it,
the pitcher's head.
If you hit it to the bag at first, that's a home run in this league.
Oh, that's 90. That's true. Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
But I guess it's straight. Oh, my
God. So then you're going over to tennis where you start.
Old girl was hitting it one-handed, bro. Yeah, no problem.
Yes. So then you're going over to tennis. You're hitting it 10 feet and then 15 and 20 feet. Then you move on to basketball. Same 10, 15, 20. So
do you have to make all of them to one of the three?
No, you're doing the three attempts and you get a point per make that you do.
Okay,
or whatever.
I see.
And so you can get a perfect score of 50. The only, then you move
but
over.
But does it matter what your time is, or does it have to be under 3 minutes?
So it's lowest time and most points.
Okay.
Essentially. So yeah, the football, same 10, 15, 20, where you're throwing it straight.
Dude.
My favorite part is like
Scott Hill, my dog, Scott Hill.
Did the one gal who did the football, and she's like in a qualifier or something. They're like, she's never thrown a football before. And I'm like, she's in this?
Yeah. She's from another country, I think.
So yeah, then it's over to soccer, and then you're doing your strength, which is the strength for men. It's like a 15 or 20 pound medicine ball.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm throwing that thing over Dave's house, dude.
Why are they advertising this?
I don't know.
Yeah. And then you do, like I said, like a 26 yard sprint at the end. And so Scott Hill, our boy, our dog, national champion, he did it in like a minute and 20 seconds with like a 38 point score or something.
Hey, shout out to him, man.
Shout out Scott Hill, Northwest Y, Wichita, yes. Kansas, dude.
So on ESPN.
Making sure these kids get on the soccer field.
So my question to you guys after watching this is, one, are you going to start training? We don't need to do that. We'll just roll out there.
Checkmate, dude.
Yeah. I might need to hit a golf ball. Actually, I figured it out at Topgolf.
I was going to say, you look great.
In like six, like, I mean, yeah. I'm not going to win any long drive contest, but hitting it far? Yeah, I could do
standing
that.
Still. Yeah. You got it. You'll figure it out, dude.
Figure that out.
So there's a qualifier.
So what's the question?
So there's a qualifier in June, which I was going to see if you guys want to go to this qualifier.
Oh, my God. Where is it at?
It's at the YMCA.
In town?
Yeah. So there's four qualifiers.
No.
There's four qualifiers. There's one in Kansas, Indiana, Tennessee, and South Carolina.
Bro.
Top qualifiers
for the content?
Yes.
For the content?
Yes, for sure. Top qualifiers from each place, each of the four places, they get round trip airfare and lodging to Rock Hill, South Carolina for the championships.
Little vacay?
Yeah. Winners get a trophy and a prize that they don't mention, but if you get a perfect score of 50, you get $5,000.
I don't think I'm getting a perfect score.
I don't think I'm either.
But I'm definitely winning a national
free
championship.
Free trip? Dude, a free trip and I get to be on ESPN?
Dude, the only way win on Championship Sunday is because you're all boozed up in the bar the night before because you're like, there's no way I don't win this thing.
Yeah.
You and the wife are just having a night on the town.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Shout out to Scott for finding this out and like doing it. Like he's like, I can win this. And he did it.
Yeah, I know.
He's going to be so upset when three of us roll in.
Yeah. I'm just like, have people heard about this? Like,
dude, I actually, stuff like this actually kind of annoys me. Legitimately. Because it's like a celebration of mediocrity. And I don't like that. I don't like it.
Why? Well, they're still competing. They're not saying if you're too good, you can't play.
It literally says anybody
has caught on, dude.
And older, anybody can go out and do it, Dave. It says that.
I know. I get it. I understand. I just don't like when there should be a skill. You need to have a skill.
Yeah, they got skills going on.
No. Skills.
No.
You can't never not play a sport at all.
I don't dislike this.
I just think it's
goofy.
Like it's like netball. Maybe we'll talk about netball one of these days. But it gives me netball. You said netball. It was the first thing that came to my mind. I hate it.
Thing that came to my mind was like, I could go out there tomorrow and compete.
Yeah.
I legit am not going to pick up. I mean, I'm not changing my life and I'm going to this. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part.
Why would we not go?
Yeah. I don't know.
That was my favorite part about it. Like, I don't have to train at all.
Dude, I'll film it. Put out a video.
Yes.
The dogs at the.
Yes.
Vice bro.
Can you see Dave hitting that line, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, now imagine we pull a hammy.
Yeah,
we're just over here talking all this shit.
That's true. Now we better win easily. One of us better win.
Yeah. So
I don't care. Just get me to the ship, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get me in that top just four place. Yeah.
And
free trip.
You know what? Maybe this video was not like the best of the best. Maybe it was just like any. But they had to make a video with whoever they had on hand.
Yeah,
or
but
something.
Also,
Like, maybe that's it.
Hey, I mean, again, they have the championships on there we could watch.
That we was stated. Okay. We stated Scott Hill's our boy. Right?
We all like Scott Hill.
Yeah.
Scott Hill's not beating me in anything athletically.
I don't know, man.
There's not a chance.
Maybe he's sneaky.
Maybe he's got the natty, dude. No.
Dude, maybe he's like one of those like Ninja Warrior people where you go in his backyard and he's got the whole setup. And like he's just out there like every day, dude. There's
not a chance.
He's out there getting it.
He's too worried about making sure these 4 year olds find a soccer team.
He's got like tires. He's got like tires like nailed into his tree, dude. He's just bah, bah, bah. You don't think so?
No.
Dude.
No. Moving on. I will roast that. Whatever his score was. Would you say it was a 35?
Yeah, something like
that. In a minute 30.
You're talking about a national champion, bro. You better have some respect.
Dude, I'm coming for kill shots.
Oh wow, that is, yes. I'm glad you found that, Matt. Send that to us.
That's in the calendar. We're going to South Carolina, boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, my sister-in-law lives in South Carolina. Okay. Shout out to Aaron.
Shout out to Aaron. No free shout outs.
Yeah, you better like, subscribe, and smash the whatever.
Smash the like button.
Smash that like button.
Smash like. Right. Comment down below for the algorithm.
Yes.
Speaking of the algorithm, this is our fifth episode, and we decided that after five, that's when we're going to start releasing them.
Release the Kraken.
So we've, a little behind the scenes footage, we've been banking them so far, and now we're going to release after this episode.
I do think
we'll be ready.
You're giving them the goods, man.
Yeah.
I do think maybe you start at episode 3.
No.
You just put the content out.
No, we got to put it out there.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling listeners.
Oh.
Put it all out there. Yeah. Start at episode 3.
So it's like, when you tell somebody about a new show you're watching and you tell them it picks up after the first 3 seasons.
Yeah. That's what we're doing.
Man, yeah. Like,
and normally I'm the guy who's like, dude, if you tell me that, then I'm not watching the show. It's not worth my time.
Yeah.
Hopefully this is worth your time. Not till episode 3.
I think the first, I think every episode gets better, but I think the episode 0 was awful. Episode 0 was bad. That's not being real.
That's not, yeah.
Maybe in the future if you, pay for the pay, his, behind
is,
the paywall
is Hainer's take on cheese, is that gonna make an episode?
Yes,
good,
that's a good one. I might pull that out by itself too, even, and make that like a little clip.
That's a good go viral, man.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
it's from a viral
that's
take. A good,
that's episode 2.
Two is good. Two's all right. All right.
I got an article about somebody who stole some cheese for
all right. Well, I don't have much, so let's hear what we got.
Oh, you want to go to the cheese,
sure,
article.
Well, is it going
to
be as boring?
No, we don't need to go to that. I was just joking. I do have a...
Comment down below if you want to hear Matt. Jeez.
I did find an article, though, if we're talking about articles, about a person who dressed as a bear. Have you heard about this one?
No.
Person who dressed like a bear to commit insurance fraud on their vehicles. So he got in a bear suit.
Okay.
Got in a bear suit. Got the bear claws, like the things that you try to meet with.
Yeah.
Got in his car, like got this like home video or whatever, like camera to like catch it or whatever, like park in a way.
Yeah.
No.
And you see him climbing through the car and stuff, but you see the suit is all like loose and stuff.
Where was this at? It's like in like Florida. He's a grizzly bear in Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The nearest grizzly bear is like 3,000 miles away.
Los Angeles. They were arrested.
Grizzlies in LA.
I don't know about the geography and
so they're attempting to get a six-figure payout from insurance. But what's funny about this, like the pictures of it, like they showed a side by side. I watched a video on it. They showed a side by side. Like the dude didn't even do like any damage. Did you see like slight scratches or whatever? I'm like, bro, if you're gonna be a bear and crawl around in your own car to commit fraud, like. Trash that dude.
Hey,
like,
yeah,
dude. Leave that thing in a wreck. And they showed
have
like
some
a,
fun. Dude.
They showed a picture of a person of an actual like car that got like ruined by a bear, and it was
demolished.
Yes,
it looked like it. He turned into shredded cheese.
Yeah, dude. It was a wild animal.
Yeah,
did actual like wild car. Animal things.
And this dude was just in there in his loose ass bear suit. And you can see like his neck and shit. And he's just like,
oh. Hey, send me the link and I'll put it in. Okay. I'll put some photos.
That's great.
What's that movie? Is it The Hateful Eight where they were wearing the. It's like the start of the KKK and they're wearing the masks.
Oh, and he's like saying how it's like he didn't put his eye holes in the right spot.
I think we all agree the masks were a good idea. But for this time, we do without the mask.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't see what this thing on.
Yeah.
He's like trying to line up the holes.
Yeah. That's a Quentin Tarantino movie.
I have not seen that.
Oh, we'll have to add it to the list. Hey, what do you think of the list, by the way? Some good movies.
There's
on
some
there?
Good ones on there, okay. For sure.
I thought
some hard. I mean, it made my life hard to choose which one.
I know. I don't know what to
but
choose.
But there's
next.
Hella more movies. Like I was talking to some friends, and they're like, "What about this one?" I'm like, "Ooh,
yeah, yeah."
Yeah, there's some more on there.
Did you put them on the list on the spreadsheet?
No, I will.
Okay,
I didn't.
Yeah, toss them on the list. We'll see if Dave's seen them or not.
Probably
he hasn't seen them. He hasn't seen them.
You don't know,
dude. Training Day is one I think he needs to watch.
Yeah,
you have
no. I don't think so.
Dude. See, I almost made him do Training Day. Or when, Butterfly Effect.
What the post our list to the listeners and see if we can get a listener pick.
There you go.
Yeah, listener pick of the week.
That's not bad. Know? It's just going to be Colin's dad.
I was going to say, bro, we're going to get...
Well, one day...
Scott?
One day, Matt, hey, we will actually have
yeah, one
a
day,
listener submit.
One day we'll have listeners submit.
Don't leave Scott out to dry, dude. He's a loyal listener.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Well, speaking Another of movies... Dad. Colin picked the movie for this week. What'd you pick?
The Departed.
The Departed.
Departed.
2007, Departed. I believe. And I think it won the best picture that year.
Yeah.
I think.
So,
Scorsese film.
For Scorsese, yes. I was expecting the voiceover, and there's not as much voiceover.
No.
There's some.
No.
There's some, but not the whole thing, like the Casino or Goodfellas.
So I went back and looked at some of his accolades and just some interesting facts and stuff. I had no idea that it won... Academy Awards. Like it won 4 Academy Awards and then Wahlberg was up for Best Supporting Actor, but he didn't win. But it won Best Picture, Director, Screenplay, and Editing.
Wow.
And me and Dave had like a sidebar conversation last week and I was really surprised that type of movie was like an Academy. Like those aren't movies that are up for Academy Awards, but
that was back when popular movies actually won those awards.
Yeah, it was back when like winning mattered and the best people got it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They've changed their criteria for winning Oscars now, and it's
now it's like if it's snooty enough,
pretty yeah, it's more artsy and a whole bunch of other things.
You have to be in love with
nobody's
like a
seen it.
Fish guy,
yeah, you have to be in love with a fish or something like that. Yeah,
yeah.
What was that? The Shape of Water. That was The Shape of Water that won Best Picture. It's like, who's seen that? No
one. We'll have to go through that list sometime of like the last Best Picture winners in the last like 10 to 15 years.
And yes, they've all been.
If you've seen any of them.
Yeah, exactly. Oppenheimer was last year, I think. And that was one of the more ones that people have actually seen.
I've seen it, but I wouldn't tell you guys, like, don't waste your time.
Oh, really? I haven't seen it.
Don't waste your time.
Yeah.
It's very... I want to watch Twisters, the new Twisters.
Oh, I've seen it.
Oh, is it good? I want to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. I'm
trying to wait for the old wifey to cuddle up with me, but she don't watch movies either.
Well, keep trying. Man.
What? This had. I was watching. It's like big name after big name after big name. Right? You have Leonardo DiCaprio.
Which, does that matter to you?
No, not necessarily. But I'm just like, whoa! Like this, he's in it too, and this guy, and this guy.
But when you see that star power, you're like, okay, this has to be good because all these people read the script and
true. I mean, I guess that's true. Yeah, no, I think that's true. It's not 100%, but like, yeah, if a big like that many big actors are like, yeah, I'm down. It's not going to be garbage. Probably.
So the original cast or who they wanted to cast for the DiCaprio and Matt Damon was supposed to be Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Which I could maybe see Brad Pitt doing, but can you imagine Tom Cruise doing a Boston accent?
Yeah,
like.
Tom Cruise is too action for that role.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they had like time constraints or something. Brad Pitt stayed on as like an executive producer or something. But they wanted to go younger anyway. And then De Niro and Pacino were looked at for Jack Nicholson's role.
Mm-hmm.
I was like
a mob boss.
Yeah. Which I was like, that's the original, which I'm glad they didn't because that just ties that movie to be
he's a different kind of gangster than the Italian guy, the Italian
mobster. But they really had to persuade him to do the role because I guess he didn't want to, was very selective or whatever. Really? But
I know I read he improvised a lot of it.
Yeah.
A huge part of his lines.
So,
Jack Nicholson is improvised.
So there's like a famous, like Damon was doing like some podcasts and stuff talking about like how Nicholas would famously improvise and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And when he kills the girl on the beach, Dame is talking about like he's watching it, and mm-hmm. he's like, "So if I," because it says like you shoot her and she's dead. I was like, "Now if I stop there, that's a good scene. But what if I make a comment about how she fell funny? Because then that implies that I've done this before mm-hmm. and I know how a body should fall, and mm-hmm. that was weird. And then if I don't stop there and I say something else about her," and he's just like thinking about it, he's like, "Let's try that again." And he does it, and you're just like, "Holy shit!"
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Just off of the dome.
Yeah, he was. That was one of his stipulations to come on, and that actually the director wanted it was like for him to do those kind of things because he's yeah. Like, yeah, he's crazy.
And it was like one of the first ones that was like it's loosely portrayed like Whitey Bulger. Like I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. Like it's loosely based on like his character is Whitey Bulger. Mm-hmm. Whitey Bulger was like a mob boss, but he was also an FBI informant.
Yeah. Oh.
So he operated in the Boston area for a long time mm-hmm. because like when the heat would come on, he'd give something up. FBI would block everything. He'd continue on.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. They actually hired the guy who was like the lead investigator against him for the FBI or whatever that was retired yeah. to be like a consultant or whatever.
Well, like in the movie, they like talk about how they've got him arrested like a handful of times, but he always gets off somehow. And it's like, the FBI coming in saying, "No, this is done." Slap him on the wrist, cut him loose, because we need him operating.
He belongs to intelligence.
So yeah, it was like kind of like a behind the scenes, like if you knew what to listen for, you're like, oh, okay,
this yeah. is interesting. Another character that was originally supposed to be cast, but it didn't work out. Mel Gibson was supposed to play the part of Alec Baldwin.
Mel Gibson would have been good.
I was gonna say that was one where I was like, I could see that one.
Yeah,
I could see that one.
What do you think overall?
I thought it was interesting how they both had a double agent in each other's camp,
and they're both trying to find each other.
Right? Yeah, they're both like that was pretty interesting. I didn't really like the end, if I'm honest with you, that much. Like everyone just dies, pretty much. I also didn't like the second. There's like a second double agent in the, in the force.
Yeah,
I didn't like that part.
What do you mean?
Because like
the guy in the elevator.
Yeah, so like Leo's character, I can't remember his name. Like basically arrests Matt Damon right at the end. He's like, "I'm arresting you because you're the rat in the that's in the you know the police department." Yeah. And he's like going down the elevator, opens up, and Leo gets like shot in the face by this other guy who was an other double agent from Nicholson's crew in the force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just kills him. And I'm like, that, because like there was zero indication or anything that was happening. And to me, it's like kind of like a Deus Ex Machina, like, which is just like, I don't know. It didn't really fit at all. It's just like, I didn't want this to end this nicely, so I'm just going to put in another character and just kill it.
I see what you're saying, but I do appreciate that he put a bow on everything. Because I feel like today's endings in movies are terrible because it's like, it's always like left to play out. It's almost that's like they're the planning worst. Like, hey, if this movie pops, we got to leave it open for the next one.
I agree.
So
I do
I
like
see what you're saying. Is like it was like a cheap kill, but
I think it was a little cheap. I agree with you. And then at the end, what Matt Damon shows up at his apartment, and he gets killed.
Yeah,
by Mark Wahlberg. It's like right. Okay, well, cool. Everyone's dead. And it like nothing matters. And
the Mark Wahlberg part, you're like, okay, he's seeking vengeance, but you're like, all right, dude, he's a cop. He's not just gonna like
just blow cold, somebody's
like
brains
cold
out.
Blood yeah. murder somebody.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
unless
but he's not a cop.
But the theory was that he's also. Mole or rat or whatever too.
His point of view, if he kills everyone, if everyone's dead, he's fine.
So
of course he's gonna kill everybody he can.
Yeah. One more interesting thing I saw in here, and Dave, I can send you and you can find this to play it. But every main character that dies in the movie at some point, Scorsese put in there. There's an X in the background. It's like some type of I don't know. Next level filmmaking stuff, but okay. I never noticed it. And then they show it, and like Leo's in the airport going through like a tarmac or whatever. Yeah. There's X's in the back. It's pretty interesting, but it's something you would never pick up on unless somebody told you.
I thought it was interesting how, like, the guy when Leo was meeting with his boss on that roof in that building or whatever, and they kill his boss.
Yeah.
Oh. And like they're like, where were you? Where were you?
Yeah, yeah. Sheen's character.
And he was like, and that one guy gets shot.
Yes.
And the guy says like, yo, I gave you the wrong address. I know that you're the one.
Yes.
And he dies.
Yes.
And then the cops put out that he was an undercover agent.
That's right.
And then Nicholas' character was like, no, they're bullshitting. They're trying to, mm-hmm. that way we stop looking for who, in my head, I'm like, that's like a super quick game of chess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that worked out perfectly for him.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't know, to me.
But like, how often does it happen in like now? Like, is that a real thing where like the cops were like fake that this guy was an undercover cop? So the drug king, you know, the drug pin thinks like, maybe. Oh, they got like.
Maybe. Yeah.
Who knows? Could be. Who knows? So what's your overall rating for this movie,
good.
Dave?
I don't know. Six.
Six? Maybe. Okay.
A little above average, but.
I'll give the, I love the.
Don't love that rating.
Yeah. It was.
Don't
it,
love that.
I love the banter.
It was entertaining,
and
but it wasn't like. I didn't want to watch it again.
It was so
some of the
it's
lines
so Boston, dude. It's so like the lines, the homophobic stuff to everybody. Like it's so
like when they're bringing when they're talking to Leo's character for to be like an
yeah
informant,
at the beginning,
and they're like roasting him about his background. He's mm-hmm. like, oh, you had a mother up in Lancaster and a daddy uh-huh. in Southie. Mm-hmm. You went to church on Sundays and played gangsta on the weekends with your boys. That I'm like, that is a straight up Boston dude. Like,
the epitome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good movie and I was entertained the whole time, but it's not like I want to watch it again.
Yeah. I think there was funny lines, and I think it, but it, I don't think it really like got good until like the last like 20 minutes where you're like,
no, I thought the movie was good the whole way through.
Well, that was good. That
I was really good. Want you to watch Training Day now.
What's that one about?
It's Denzel.
He's a bad cop.
And he's a cop. And there's a rookie detective, and he's like learning with Denzel all the bad shit. Like Denzel's trying to see, can he be on one of the guys on my crew? And this guy's like, got to figure out, am I going to play with the devil or am I going to play it right?
Isn't it in like real time in the movie? Isn't it like over the course of like a day and a half?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the
so whole, it's like
the,
one of those. It's like just
bang.
Builds.
It's a great
from
movie.
From the jump.
Okay.
I was going to ask you guys based on The Departed question proposed. Do you think it would be easier to infiltrate an organized crime gang organization, or do you think it'd be easier to infiltrate the police?
Interesting.
So both characters, like, think about it. Right now, if I told Colin,
it's easier to infiltrate organized crime because the police, if you're a bad guy, like your record, you mm-hmm. can't, there's no way around it. But like when you're the police, like they can make up anything and make it look official.
Yeah. Yeah, so better. Yeah, better resources.
They literally put him in jail. They actually put him in jail for a while. You know what I mean? Organized crime don't have to have that ability to like those actual real documents and stuff. So I would say, I think I agree.
I would say the resources to get you to change all this stuff and to get you into organized crime would be there. But I also think for the police, right? You just have to like pass a test, right?
Well,
so like, do you have like an aptitude test or whatever, and then you get in? But like for an organized crime, like a big one, like a real one, like I have to show you some type of like characteristic that, like you have to be able to trust.
You gotta be
me.
A soldier.
So being able to get like an organized crime person who doesn't trust anybody to trust you would be harder than applying to be a policeman.
I was gonna say like with your record set aside, like with that not being a like a barrier of entry. I think, because police officers, like, and even the test aside, like, they all think everyone there is inherently good trying to do the right thing. So they're going to naturally think the best of you. Whereas on the opposite side, those dudes are always sketch. They're always like, something's up with this guy.
Well, let me add this in there. So the organized crime family, just like in the movie, like, they have, like, some of the cops and all these district people like in their pocket. So you also have the resources on the other side to get you in the door. So apples to apples, resources to resources. Is your answer still the same?
Interesting.
Yeah. Apples to apples, resources.
Would you rather
be easier to infiltrate the cops?
Would you rather, if you had to, Dave, to save your family, become a fake cop or become a fake gangster?
I don't know.
You got to answer. This is this podcast.
I don't know. I have no idea.
No, you have to have an answer, Dave. This is. You have to have
gun
a hot
to your
take.
Head, bro.
You
Come
have to
on.
Have a hot
okay,
take.
The cops.
Wrong.
Such a lame way to answer that question. Have some fun, Dave.
Yeah, I think I'd probably rather be on the cop side because I feel like it'd be like safer. I guess.
Oh, and it'd be
yeah,
way
it'd be
more.
Safer.
It'd be so much more fun to be in organized crime, though. Although, like, not being able to like do the bad things.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get around that.
But if you're like a cop in an organized crime stuff, you could do the bad things and technically could really not be in trouble for them.
Well,
unless you like
trouble,
straight up
still,
murder somebody. Yeah, but even then, you could probably just lie about it, right?
No, but like you're in front of them. They're like, yo, shoot that guy.
Yeah.
How are you like, oh, I missed? They're like, oh, who cares? That you can't fake that.
Yeah.
I've seen like, I watched some true crime like docs on like back in the day on like, History Channel or something, they would like infiltrate, they talk about like biker gangs and stuff.
Yeah.
They talk about these cops that these biker gangs are going cross country because they're on speed. Like they're just taking speed like it's their job. The cops can't do drugs. So they're just like pounding caffeine pills and all this other stuff. They're like ruin their bodies.
Yeah.
Just trying to keep up.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. Cause like Leo had all this. You know, like, oh, I'm actually a cop, all this stuff saved. Like Matt Damon, like erases all of it. Like erased like all of it.
Yeah.
So there's no record, or he thought there's no record that he was actually a cop. So he was just going to arrest him and throw him in jail. And that's it. You know, he had a backup. He ended up having a backup or whatever, but
Yeah.
No, it was interesting. I thought it was, I like the double agent. The double agent was a cool dynamic for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into top fives.
So the top five this week was kind of obscure, but I don't know. I thought it could be interesting.
It's hard.
So it's the top five things people spend money on, but we just don't understand. So I guess my qualifier is like, you know, I would never go up to somebody and say, oh, this, you're so stupid for, you know, liking this at all. You know, whatever you like, that's great. I'll see something that somebody has. I'm like, yeah, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense, but doesn't mean, you know, it's not like a moral judgment or like an objective.
Yeah, I can only think of three, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need some help.
Okay. Mine were kind of hard. It's kind of hard to put them into order because
That's fair, yeah.
So I don't know if I like the top one or two or like I feel more strongly about, but yeah.
But it's fine. I mean, just say it's your five. Nobody's going to know. It's your list. Okay. You know,
go back and edit that. Jeez.
All right, you go first.
Yelling at me.
Who's yelling? Who's yelling?
Okay, so we touched on this one last week a little bit, or last time we filmed. One of them I don't get, and I have a strong feeling, or I feel strongly about this, is when people like purchase the early at-home movie or whatever.
Yeah.
Like the direct to,
right.
What do they call that? Like the,
yeah.
Skip the theaters.
Or, yeah, watch it at home, but it's $30 or whatever.
Yep.
Like, no, dude, I'm going to wait 3 weeks and then.
Yeah, I'm for sure
waiting. I'm going to wait 3 weeks and then it's going to be on Netflix or wherever else that I already pay for. And essentially it'll, you know, I just save $30.
Yeah.
And the argument I hear all the time is, well, a movie is $30 and you take your, you know, it's more than that. You take your whole family, ball, like you're saving money. Like, no, I'm not, because there's.
I don't do that shit either.
I don't do that either. And I don't want to go to the movie anyway.
Right.
And so, and there's a million hours of content on like at your fingertips that you're like,
yeah,
all right, cool. Let's go watch this instead.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And it's like, people get you on it. And yeah, it's what I get all the time. It's like, nah, I don't get it.
Yeah.
No, that's a dumb take,
Dave.
Because you're comparing it. The comparison is not valid. You can't compare because it comes out before it comes out in theater. It's while it's in theaters. You can't compare it to when it's free. Of course, you could always have always been able to wait until it comes out on DVD or out on a streaming service. Always.
Yeah.
This the comparison is not to that. Its comparison is to the movie theater. That is the only fair comparison. It is not fair to compare it to something that's.
But they're trying to charge me movie theater level pricing.
No, they're not.
At my house.
No, they're not.
You can close to it.
I could have 30 people at my house watching the movie for $30. 30 people in.
But you're never going to do that.
When Mulan came out, Chelsea wanted to watch it, and her friend wanted to watch it.
You had 30 people here?
Not 30.
But I wasn't here, so I don't know what that was about.
It was before I knew you. It was before I knew you, Matt.
Okay.
Right. We had like 9 people at our house, paid $30 to watch it. We absolutely saved a lot of money by doing that.
Did you get money from all those people?
How?
Like, hey,
how'd you save money?
Because if we would have went to the theater to watch that same movie, it would have been $15 per person, which is already more. I mean, way more money.
But what if you just waited? And have the same 30 people over.
Of course, you could absolutely do that. But that's not a fair comparison. The whole point of this is that it's released while it's in theaters. That's the point of it.
But that's fine. My point is you just wait.
Okay, that's fine. Sure.
But they're trying to say like, hey, instead of going to the movies,
yeah,
here's $30, which I will give you that if you take a family, there's more than $30 to take your family to the movie. But they're acting like that's like a bargain or something.
Compared to taking your family to the movies, it is a bargain.
But
objectively, I don't know. There's no even argument.
But I don't want to take my family to see that movie in the theaters.
Sure.
So I'm just going to, but I'm not going to pay movie theater prices at my house to watch the same movie that in 3 weeks I'm going to be in the same place
It's not movie theater prices.
Way
cheaper than movie theater prices.
But it's close. It's in the discussion.
Gone. You bring your whole family to a movie. How much is it costing you?
Oh, it's over $100.
Okay, so Colin watching that same movie at home would save $70.
Okay,
I get what your argument is.
I'm just saying they're giving you a false comparison. They're telling you a false comparison.
No, they're telling you what to think.
Yes,
they're telling you think about this. And Dave's saying like, yeah, that's not a fair comparison. But they just want the consumer to understand, like, you're saving money.
Yeah, and they're trying to justify that pricing at your house.
They want
where you're
you
using
the theaters.
Your TV, your internet, your power, all this stuff to watch it, and they're trying to say, like, well, it's still cheaper than the movies, and you're like, no, dude. And
yeah, that's true. So it's true. You could always wait.
I just feel bad they got to you, Dave.
They got to you.
I don't know. I think
I'm also
a big theater, dude.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Big cinema. Yeah.
No, I don't go to the movies very often. And I think that's the only movie we ever bought like that was that one movie.
I'm also picturing Dave at this like house party thing. Like right before he like turns it on or whatever, he's just like, I don't, whoever was there at the time, he's just like, hey, Stan, dude, you owe me $5 for this movie.
Yeah,
like,
Like,
I'm not turning this on. You're not going to get
$7.50 a couple. Everyone, pony up.
Everybody, pony up.
And Cynthia and Chuck, you guys didn't pay. Please go upstairs.
You're not watching. You're not putting your eyes.
Yeah, dude, you think you can put it on this?
Hear your headphones? You cannot hear it either.
You didn't put in on this, man.
Yeah, we're going to have to ask you guys to leave now.
See, that's the thing. I buy for $30, but then I charge all the people that come $15 each.
I'm with you there.
And tell them that, hey, this is like
they're getting a bargain.
Yeah. It's like movie, How much would you pay the movie?
If you're at
your
own house, you have to pay $30, so give me $15.
Exactly.
Oh, Dave, you're smart.
That's a steal.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's good. I understand where you're coming from. I don't disagree. Fully agree, though.
Big Cinema hasn't got to me yet.
Big Cinema.
So.
All right. My number five is pets.
Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have pets. I like them.
Do you?
I do.
Do you?
I do. Would I, and if my choice, just me, nobody else's feelings in consideration, would I have pets? I would not. But that's not the situation. So I get it. You have pets. You spend money on them. I get that you like them as your, you know, they're like kind of like family. I get it. But some people spend way too much money. One thing specifically is keeping animals alive way longer than they should be alive.
Yeah.
Like having chemotherapy done on your dog or an ACL surgery on your cat or something like that. That's like tens of thousands of dollars to like keep an animal alive who has no quality of life, right? Can't run, can't jump, can't, you know, chase after birds and like can't do anything. Mm-hmm. And it's like spending crazy amounts of money to keep these animals alive.
Get them like fitted for a wheelchair.
And yes, no, they're just legitimately. Them. I mean, like you're not keeping
them
alive.
Do you feel the same about old people?
No.
No, they're okay. No. I'm just seeing where we're at. No. Yeah. Just taking a little pulse here.
Gauging a meter.
No, like watch my other pet peeve.
Roll off the tongue real easily.
One of my pet peeves was dog moms, right? Pets again. So people
and treating, old people. Where nope, wasn't that list?
It was
too.
Not treating. So I'm just trying to treating pets as humans is one of my big issues. So that's what they're people. That's another. This is another example of it. Like, no, you don't do chemotherapy on your 15-year-old dog. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just.
So, you know, or like water therapy. And,
yes.
So let me ask you this, Dave, what every household or actually should have this conversation. It's like, what is that? New marriage or the marriage encounter or whatever.
Like the prep. Yeah.
Yeah. Where you got to ask all these questions okay. to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like every couple has this conversation, or at least if you haven't yet, you probably should, or maybe, I don't know if you've had this in your house, but there's always like, what is the dollar amount that we will spend to keep this dog alive or save this dog's life.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's over X or if it's under, all right, you get to live another year and a half.
See, yeah, I don't know.
Is that, we don't have dogs in our house.
But you've also had dogs that you've given away.
We had dogs. We rehomed them.
You gave them away.
We rehomed
you
the dog.
You quit on your dog.
Rehomed.
You quit on your
the
dog.
The dog tried dude. To bite my child.
Bro, you quit you on your dog.
You of all people should
and
understand
that's
that.
Exactly what you should do. Yes. I had a dog. It was great. It interfered with my child at all in the slightest way.
Yeah.
The dog's gone. It's gone.
I don't disagree
that's
with that.
That's exactly correct. There's no argument. I mean, to me, there's no
I don't disagree with
so
that.
I didn't trust my dog around our at the time, baby. So.
Easy, that's what you easy said call. To yourself.
Easy call.
As you quit on the dog.
Yeah.
Colin just being devil's advocate all night.
Okay. No, but I see what you're saying for sure, because I'm like team both what you guys are saying.
Mm.
However, Chief has cost me 3 or 4 times what my previous dog cost me.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's getting ACL surgery or, but it's just, he's like got allergies. I'm like, never would I'd be like, oh, get rid of this dog. But now it's your dog and you're like, well, I'm not gonna get rid of this dog.
Yeah. I feel like that's reasonable, but like, let's say he got into a fight with like a coyote or something, right?
And you jack a coyote.
And you,
up,
well, maybe, let's say it's like four,
a pack of coyotes.
A pack of coyotes.
All right.
At least eight, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what
that would jack
what,
him
up. What it would take. So he got mauled, right? And then you take him to the vet, and the vet's like, hey, Colin, just let you know, like, it's going to be $4,000 to save his life. Like,
I'll
what
say
do you
want to do? $4,000. I don't have $4,000.
And then. You're just like, no.
Well, you could finance it or something. You need a payment plan.
I can't do that. I can't.
And then the vet says, well,
the only other option is to euthanize him.
No, he says.
And I'll say, all right, let me go say goodbye to my dog.
Yeah. Hey, or what if he says,
hey, Chief, you protected our family.
Or what if he does
a
couple.
He took one for the team.
Yeah.
What if he does a couple buttons and says, there's another way you can pay?
Okay. Moving on.
I'm a happily married man.
Moving on.
We're just gauging the meter, dude. I'm just, you know, we're meters and gauges.
I wouldn't do it. And I know I'm going to catch a lot of heat from all seven of our listeners that are watching.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Not for me.
But I mean, the consensus would be like, you're a POS. Nah. You're not. Your dog just took a beating of his lifetime. You're not going to stitch him up.
Yeah,
and, I'm just
and he did it to save your kids too. Like that's messed up.
Yeah. Well, now if he did, I see.
Another level.
Now he's the homie, dude.
Yeah, and like KSN.
Like if it was
it
for real,
viral.
Like some coyotes were circling, and Chief took him on, so my kids could like run to the safety. Now, dude, I might finance.
Can you
that.
Imagine? Yeah. Can you imagine?
Now I might, and you know what? No more kibble for you, dude.
I know you.
I'm making you ground beef, dude.
Let me upgrade.
Yeah,
you.
Let me upgrade you, brother.
I know you've seen some.
Come
of these
on,
videos.
Brother. You want to sleep in silo? Where's your belly? Let me just a good dog. That's a good old boy.
So this goes that's viral, funny. Right? Like, have you seen some of these videos or whatever? But can you imagine? This goes viral. Like somebody's Ring camera picked up this whole incident and it saved like two of your kids' lives. Like, and Chief's just like mauling these people, right?
Yeah.
This thing goes viral. KSN like shows up to your house.
They find out I killed it. Yo, they Chief found was out. Expensive.
You're like hey, dude, it was going to be $800, man. Like,
hey, but I get him stuffed. Like, he's just in the corner.
Like scrubs. Yeah. Dude, yeah. No, see, that's when if it goes viral, you start to GoFundMe. for Chief.
Yeah,
there you go. And then you get the money rolling in.
Dude, Dave's figured out. Yeah. And Dave's tapped into the human psyche.
GoFundMe on that story.
Oh, easy money.
Oh, easy.
Dude, people, like I said, even though I think it's crazy, people love dogs more than humans. Like, they wouldn't send you money, like, for your kid in that situation. Yeah.
You've seen
that
turnout.
But they send you money for your dog.
Like, when a police
dog. Take advantage of it.
Yeah. Like, when a police dog gets shot or something like that. Yeah. Like, it was crazy. It was like the whole city.
Oh, I just thought of one. So, I have a dog one, too. But, so.
All right, you're number five.
My number five. And this is in no order because I couldn't think of a whole lot.
You didn't do the assignment, even though we had 2 weeks to do it.
No, no. I was thinking about it all day. I just don't
care. We had 2 weeks to do it.
I just don't care enough. Also, if you know me through when I was in school.
I was gonna say you sound like a kid who didn't do his homework.
Procrastinating everything.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
All right. Something I don't understand that people spend their money on. Corporate donations. Like you got a Walmart. Hey, do you want to round up to save the children?
Okay.
Hey, do you want to donate a dollar for this or that? Always, my answer is always no.
Yeah.
I don't care. It does not hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not donating to whatever cause you have going on.
Yeah.
I know nothing about it. And I don't like when people are like, yeah, sure. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
It's
like, why? And it's come to find out, like, you do your research. There's a company for like whatever Walmart is, you know, rounding up for that month or that year or whatever. Well, the CEO has to run, you know, a separate CEO has to come in to run this foundation to figure all this. It's like, the foundation is getting like pennies on the dollar donated to them versus, so like you give a dollar, the foundation is getting like 17 cents. And the rest of it's getting eaten.
For sure. Even to me, even if it was, let's just say for sake of argument, every single cent you donated went directly to this cause. And maybe it's a fantastic cause. Let's say for sake of argument, I still wouldn't like it. Because it's manipulative. That's what I don't like about it. I have no problem giving to charity. That's great. But the way they do it is manipulative. Is like, it's like pressures you.
Yes.
That's what I'm like against is that piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, even if it was a, you know, for the good causes, I just don't like that. You want to round up to save the children, like making you feel bad. And I don't like that pressure.
They even do it when I'm paying my water bill. You ever seen that?
No. What? No.
Yeah, you can round up your water bill through the city, and it goes to like people who are behind on their payments and stuff.
Yeah.
Or people who, I don't know, lost their job or something.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what else? You know, while we're on the subject of that, I love it when you go to Sam's Club and they're always just like, do you guys want to upgrade to a premium membership? And I'm like, no. Like, if you would have been a premium member, you would have had $144 last year. I'm like, all right. And then, like, normally I'd be like, I let my wife make those decisions, you know? And they're like, what about a credit card? I'm like, that's a no. Like,
yeah, I'll tell you that right now. Yeah.
But, like, recently I said, like, this guy was telling me the whole spiel. And I was about to tell him, like, oh, no, we're good. And he said, oh, your wife makes those decisions? Like, he called me out. Like, he's heard it so many times from so many dudes.
Yeah.
And I just had to flip it on him. I was like, no. I make my own decisions, and I'm saying no.
Yeah.
And he's nice. Like, oh. And then I was like, yeah, I snapped at him, but nah, bro.
Yeah.
I'll say no to you if I want.
Yeah.
Peacock a little bit.
But later he's like, that's good. That's a good move. The salesman in you.
Yeah.
The salesman in you.
Yeah. He got me. He got me.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, rounding
up. So, your sneaky number five.
That's a good one.
Number five.
That's a good one.
Solid.
See, I told you that.
There you go.
They start flowing.
Start flowing.
They got to come, bro. That's why you procrastinate.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. I started number five. So, four, Matt, what you got?
So, one of mine I put is it's a personal thing, preference of mine, but it's like a brand new car.
Okay.
So, you go and buy a brand new car. Mm-hmm. And to me, like now, like there's all these like cars a year or two old like with no mileage on it because there's all these people that are like
I'm gonna
go get this, and it's like if you have the money to just outright buy a brand new car with cash, like I'm like, that's fine, like that doesn't bother me. But it's like financing a new car
because it does nothing but depreciate.
Yes, sure.
You know, it's not a fine, it's not a investment.
No,
I will say the only time I would have recommended buying new cars is around COVID. When everyone had like those, like they were trying to get you trade in.
Yes.
Because they needed trade ins. Hmm. They had all the new cars.
Yeah.
Like I had several buddies trading in their like 3-year-old trucks and basically driving a car off the lot with cutting their car payment in half.
Sure.
So I'm like, okay, that's
and that's good. I mean, if the numbers work
but
in,
overall,
that, in their favor like
yeah,
that,
but in
yeah,
general.
Just like in general.
Yeah, having a, yeah.
I just don't get it when somebody's like, I'm going to go buy a 2025 and I'm going to finance.
Well, those are the same.
Lincoln Navigator.
Those
when
are
you're
the
like,
same guys.
We'll get a 2022 that has 40,000 miles. People are like, ooh, the mileage. You're like, dude, cars are different yeah, now.
Not
like
to,
the mileage.
Not to stereotype, but also
whoa-oh.
Those are the same guys that have, time, that like they have like three nice vehicles sitting in front of their like two bedroom house.
Yeah.
Like on a not so nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, just stop wasting your money on this vehicle and
yeah.
upgrade.
It, as this, again, that's just mine. I wouldn't do it. And
all right.
I don't
no arguments
it.
Here. Okay. I'm with it.
I feel that. I feel that. So also my number four, again, this is just my personal preference for this, the guy sitting in front of me. But, one thing that I don't understand that people spend money on, tattoos. I don't understand it. They are extremely expensive. I just like just decorating your body for thousands and thousands of dollars. Yeah. It just does not.
Yeah.
And again, that's just me. I know people, my wife has tattoos. I know both you guys have tattoos. I love you guys. I would never spend that money on tattoos. And it's not cheap. It's like very expensive.
It's quite expensive.
Yeah, I'll give you that. It's very expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. But some people.
So then maybe here you go. Why do you guys. So like, I don't understand it. Why do you guys think it's worth it?
Because they're badass, dude.
I think tattoos are cool. I mean, I have a certain style of tattoo I like. I like black and white realism is one of my favorites.
Okay.
And I think like watching my tattoo artist, and it's the same guy that did yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, not only is the art good, but it's like poetry in motion watching him.
Oh, for sure.
Like freehand stuff on your arm, and you're like, there's 47 lines intersecting right here. What's going on? And then like he's done. You're like, oh, wow.
I
don't know. I think it's awesome. Yeah. I've always loved tattoos. I had an aunt when I was younger that had a couple of tattoos, like little stamps of different things. I thought those were cool. I just like football, like seeing like tatted up dudes like growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was cool. I've always just thought like, I've liked that culture. Like even like gangbangers or like, you know, that are tatted up. Like I love looking at those tattoos just, and growing up with like seeing cholos and stuff with tattoos all over the place. I always just thought tattoos were cool.
Yeah. And it's also like you get somebody really good. Like me and Colin went to, shout out to Brandon Hernandez, you know, give him some shout outs, dude. Yeah.
You got plenty of my money,
but you get somebody really good. You get something that you really like, or you're looking forward to having, or something that you have this vision of it. And then and then after it's done, you know, if you like it and stuff, which hopefully you do, it's just cool. Like see it every day. Right. Like I'm sure you still look at yours in the mirror. You're like, oh dude,
yeah,
sweet.
I love it.
Yeah. I still look at mine every day and I'm like, yeah, dude, that's tight.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. It just gives you, joy, I guess, looking at it.
Yeah.
But it is one of those things like, it doesn't make sense.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, you know? Like, but that's perfectly fine. A lot of this entertainment is like, you know, your entertainment budget is all for technically frivolous, right? It's not, none of it you need to live, right? So we all spend our money differently.
I think the one part about the tattoos, because I get everything and everything you say, just said, like, I definitely back that. The one part I don't get is like the people that are like, oh, I just love the pain. Like, that stuff.
No,
you're like it sucks. Like the whole time it sucks. It's not like
I think they're just lying.
Yeah, the people that are just like, yeah, dude, you got to feel the pain, and it's like, no, dude, bro. It's no matter where it's at, it's horrible.
Those are just people who are just trying to impress you, and like nobody's ever been impressed by that. Nobody's been like, oh, really?
That came up during my tattoo because I was like talking to the guy. I was like, dude, I'd be dope to like be numb. Because we're talking about like how all the NFL players now are like getting put under so they can get their whole chest piece done in one sitting kind of thing.
They get put under?
Yeah. Like they knock them out like anesthesiologist in their house.
I don't know about that.
Like several, like Max Crosby did it, like AR-15 from the Colts, Anthony Richardson.
Interesting.
I didn't know that. I know you get the numbing stuff.
But they're like putting them under. But yeah, there was this guy, actually, he had done like 20 years in the federal penitentiary or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he was getting his tattoos removed to get him reapplied.
Oh.
Because of like, he got like all like prison tattoos.
I see.
And it's like this arm was like super colorful, and this arm was like faded black and white.
Sure.
And as you could tell, like that used to be all the shit he didn't like anymore.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But we were talking about it, and he was like, "Man, you can't get that numbing stuff." And I was like, "Wait, bro, piece me up right now."
I was telling my
like,
brother,
"Who cares?" Because he's like, "You gotta earn it." I'm like, "No, you don't."
This
dog.
Is the same thing my brother-in-law said. Because I was like, "Yeah, dude," because I was gonna go back and finish this at some point. And I'm like, "Yeah, dude, I'm gonna go get that like numbing cream, put it on there." And he's like, "You can't do that. You got to you got to sit through it. Like that's part of the process." I'm like, "Dude, if it makes it, I'm like, what?
There's still an area around my nipple that's not shaded in.
Yeah.
Because after every session, I'd sit anywhere between 5 to 6 hours in the chair per session. And at the end, he's like, "Yo, let me hit that nipple real quick." I'm like, "Nah, dog. No, I don't. I want to leave. Yeah. Like, this sucks."
Yeah. How do you pay for tattoos? Is it per hour? Is it like per inch?
Typically, it's typically it's per hour. And like right now, like $100 an hour is like a good going rate. Like I wouldn't be surprised if the next time I go back to get a tattoo in a few years, if I have more to spend, our guy is charging $150 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of goes up, you know.
Okay.
There's people that'll look at a piece and like I want you to do it, and they'll be like, "All right, this piece will cost you $7,000." So it just kind of depends on the artist and the piece and everything.
Yeah.
So they might charge you per piece. You know, however long it takes or per hour.
Yeah, I'd say the majority of it is they're looking at it, seeing the size, where you want it, giving you a breakdown of like, that'll be 7 hours for me to do. And
there's tattoo artists that you don't really get a choice. Like, "Hey, I want to do this tattoo," but people just love that. Like, that's not me. I would never just like, "Yeah, do whatever you want. It's cool." I show my tattoo artist pictures of stuff
I
like.
Exactly this.
Yeah. He sends me a picture back of like his interpretation. I'm like, "That's cool," or tweak a couple of things, and we roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's some pretty cool tattoos.
I also think not being tattooed is cool.
Mm.
Like, I feel like we were the end of a generation where tattoos were, like, cool. When I was, like, in high school.
Okay.
Kids loved them or you didn't care about them. And it's, like, I know a lot of people with tattoos.
Mm.
And I know more people, I think, with tattoos than without.
Yeah. There's also like a new generation of tattooing, if you haven't seen it. I forgot the name of it, but it's like, what's his name on Balin? Colin. He's as a good example of it. But it's like just little things.
Yeah.
Like all like, I don't like it
it's
at all.
It's dumb.
Yeah. But that's where like the new generation.
Call
like,
them stamps,
young
dude.
Kids in their 20s, you'll see them.
Yeah.
But they're just like little things like all like.
Both my cousins have it. I'm like, "Yeah, you look like a passport, dude."
Yeah.
Getting stamps everywhere.
It looks like some type of like scavenger hunt or something on their arm or leg.
No, like, yeah, I want my tattooed like from my wrist to my chest to all look like one piece.
Yes. I think that style is actually like that's going away. Yeah.
Right.
So there are like new.
Sure. Just like a fashion, just kind of like it's trends, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree with you. I also like what you said. Like, I do like the black and white ones a lot better than the really colorful.
Yeah.
It's like the really colorful ones. I'm like, I don't think those look as cool to me.
I don't either. I don't like either. The color ones.
So, okay, cool. All right. That was my number four.
Tattoos. So my number four falls in line with Dave's: doggy daycare. These people that we have a person in our cul-de-sac, they go to doggy daycare. It's like, why? I don't know. They're spending money out the ass for.
There's like socialization for your dog, I guess. Yeah.
You don't feel guilty. They're home by themselves crate.
That's it.
I guess my wife is at home a lot, so my dog is in and out. But
I would use
if you're in a crate, that's another thing. But like, throw them in the yard. They're gonna be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I would feel guilty when we did have a dog doing that, but at the same time, I'm like, I'm not gonna go spend like $400 a week to go put my dog in doggy daycare.
Nah.
So
yeah.
Nah.
It's an easy one. All right, moving on.
I agree. Nothing to add. I mean, you know how I feel about it. So
so
number three.
So my number three is cell phones.
Okay.
So the brand new iPhone, what are we even on now? iPhone what?
16.
16? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the brand new iPhone 16 comes out.
Okay.
Or the whatever. You can tell I'm not into this because I don't even know what the latest versions are.
Yeah.
But that comes out and people are like, bro, I got to go get the new iPhone.
I got to get it.
I got to go buy it or whatever. And you're like, now phones are like $800.
Well, no, now cheap they don't ones. Let you buy them.
You can't buy them out. I mean, you could, but $1,000.
Back in the day, that was the thing is like you had an old phone, but you're like, bro, this is paid off.
Yeah.
I'm not going to upgrade. It's paid off. Yep. Now, you don't get a choice. They just put the payment in your bill.
So you're just always paying it?
Always.
So
well, you can still pay it off.
Yeah. But you don't get to keep it.
Yeah. Wait, well, it depends on what. There's different methods. Oh. You can pay it off eventually.
Yeah. But just that drops and you have to be like, all right, I got the 15. I'm going to go out and get the 16.
I do
like,
re-up though every year.
You do?
Yeah. Mm. It's like a free upgrade.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's right. I have the 12. Free upgrade.
I have the 12. Is that,
what are you on Verizon?
AT&T.
Okay. Yeah, we said maybe have. Yeah. I whenever I get a new phone, whenever I'm ready for an upgrade, I always get the newest one.
Yes.
I for sure I'll pay the extra money to get the newest one.
Same.
But I don't get it every single. I don't buy it. Yeah, when it drops for every single year, but when I upgrade, I always upgrade to the newest model that's out.
But so to me, I guess mine is just like when it comes out and it's
every
new,
single year.
Every single year, like a new car, like I gotta get the new.
It's like barely. It's barely different, especially if you get it every year. It's barely different. If you get it every couple of years, it's still only barely different. Yeah. But at least
now, if like they came out with like I'm just holding a piece of plexiglass and it's like Star Wars, dude. I hit a button and like
like holograms.
Yeah,
and stuff.
There's a hologram popping up.
Beams
and like,
into my brain.
Yes, all that stuff is like, all right, man. I gotta go.
I might get that one.
My
yeah.
technology is not up to that. So,
but like, so the thing about my phone, the reason how I justify it is if there was a formula for like minutes used per dollar. Even the phone being $1,000, the phone is probably my best ratio of anything I own.
Yeah,
same.
You know what I mean?
Use it for everything.
So that's how I can justify it to myself. So like minutes per dollar of use is like very, very good.
Yeah,
I don't go that deep into it. I just say I want this, so I'm gonna do it.
That's fair, but you see what I'm saying though?
I can afford it, so I'm gonna do it.
But what else?
But it makes total sense.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you did that, I mean, it's
bro.
Not even close.
I opt for my phone over the TV often in bed.
Mm. Yeah, I agree.
It's easy.
I don't watch
make that choice.
Yeah. As you guys know, a lot of movies, right? How much would rather be on
you're
YouTube.
Fitting to.
So
yeah.
So I get that. I get that like every single year, like this, like you
I
know,
just,
like
I've
having
never,
to get it immediately.
I just never had that desire to like tell people like, bro, is that the iPhone 16? Like, yeah,
that's
bro,
fair.
That's what I do.
That's fair.
No, don't care.
So that's a good one. That's a good one. That's number three, which is the new phones.
Yep.
Okay. My number three. Again, I love you guys, but my number three is clothes, but specifically shoes.
Don't say it, Dave.
I know, Dave, Matt. You're a shoe guy. I know you're a shoe guy. That's
why you
great.
Guys? Why you? What am I? Where
not
am
you,
I?
Not you. Sorry, right. I don't want to spoil it ahead of time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you guys,
I know you don't.
Like,
I know you don't.
Part
do
of this.
This
is all him. Dude.
I get a new pair of shoes every year on my birthday. And that's it. And I wear it till they fall off.
Yeah.
White New Balances.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, yeah. That was actually my number one is shoe collections.
Oh, really?
So let's just talk about it because I don't, that's far and away, I don't understand it. I know people who have them and they trade them or whatever. They don't ever put them on. Like, I understand, again, I understand it. I'm just like, I don't care. Couldn't care less.
I don't understand the shoes that you don't wear. Like, unless they're like a game worn Kobe.
Well, because then you put creases in them, bro.
Well, no, I get that. But I'm just saying, like, to have a pair of shoes that you don't ever wear, that doesn't make sense to me. Unless it's like some type of collector's item that Kobe Bryant signed for his championship that you have in display in a room, then I get it. But if it's just like, I'm going to buy these, you know, Jordan 4s or something.
What about
and wear them.
The argument that shoe collections and wearing like the new fashionable basketball shoes is for black people and young people.
Whoa.
I've never heard that.
I've heard that take before. Like you age out of like, hey bro, you're an older white guy. You got to stop wearing those cool shoes.
I think it depends on what your
you
style.
Know
what I think it depends
if you're
on
a youngster,
what your style
you could be in.
So like, that's funny. We talked about this the other day.
And this take come from one of my black homies. Like, like, if you're black, you can do it your whole life.
Yeah.
I want to maybe this is, I think it's a whole topic in and of itself, but like fashion and like, I especially if it's enough for another day. I want to put a pin in this and come back to fashion.
I like fashion.
Fashion. So we'll talk about that some other time. But yeah. So you, but Matt, the reason I was saying is you like shoes.
I love shoes.
You buy shoes.
I'm a
shoe head. So why do you buy shoes? You're a sneakerhead.
Yeah. I just really like them, man. It's like one of those things, like when I was a kid, like we weren't poor by any means, but like I just really like shoes in, and I always wanted, like, you know, I'd always get my pair for school or something. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, I always wanted more pairs or whatever. Like I saw the pair I had, you know, somebody. Had
so you were trying to floss at school.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
No, see bro, when I was picking out shoes, I laced those things up as tight as I could.
Yeah.
And I made about 4 laps around Foot Locker.
Yeah.
Cause all I cared about was how fast am I in these for when I'm playing football at recess.
No, I guess to me it was just one of those that's like, when I get older and have my own money or whatever, like this is what I want to spend it on. Like I like shoes, and I wasn't even.
What about replicas?
Like cheap ones? Like
no, like they look legit.
Oh yeah, if it looks legit, I don't care. I'd wear it. Yeah.
Will you tell people they're fake?
Yeah.
Like if someone's yo, those are sick. You're like, these are actually fake.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how I am too.
Yeah.
I had a homie that would pedal like really expensive, like $200 to $300 watches.
Yeah.
Replicas of Rolexes and everything else.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, get yourself a Rolex or whatever. I'm like,
yeah.
Bro, this is a waste of money, because I'm the kind of guy, like the minute someone's like, hey, nice watch, but yeah, it's fake.
Yeah.
It's like, why even spend the money?
I also think like that's just an age thing too, right? Because it's like, I think we've had this conversation before where it's, you're at a certain, when you're like your 20s or something or whatever, maybe you get your first job or whatever, like you're telling everybody like, yeah bro, I just picked these shoes over $200, like you're trying to flaunt, like all that stuff. When you get older, it's like you're a dumbass because you spent $200 on that, and you flaunt like the savings you got on something. You're like, hey bro, I went to go get this mower.
It's the same thing when someone says mower. These taste good, and the wife goes,
oh, it's out of a box.
Oh, it's an easy recipe. Yeah, same thing.
Well, I bought
like
it.
Like it flips.
Yeah. But yeah, you're like, I went to Lowe's to get this lawnmower, man. I found the one on display. Like, it was $350. Dude, I picked it up for $220.
But it's like, funny.
Word?
Yeah. It's funny you say that, because like the only time I cared about my shoes, I got roasted for it. It was eighth grade, and I had transferred to a new public school, and it was like the era of lugs. You guys remember lugs?
I had lugs, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lugs were out, and I was like late. I'm like, mom, I come home, I'm like, mom, everyone's got lugs. Like, she's like, what's a lug? I'm like, it's a boot. Like, I need some lugs.
Yeah.
And it's like that weekend we go to like the Payless shoe store, and we find some like lookalikes. I'm like, yo, these are them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not lugs. She's like, all right, cool. You can have them.
Yeah.
Put them on. Bro, the next day, you know, that Monday, I'm out there and people are like, what are those? Like that whole thing. I'm just like, oh, I should have never tried.
Dude, you had the Steve Martins.
Yeah.
Not Steve Martin. They're something Martin, right?
Doc
Martins.
No, my shit looked fly. It just didn't have like little metal thing that said lugs on it. So
I see. Yeah.
Just getting roasted on the playground, dude.
Kids are the worst.
No, I love shoes, especially like Jordans and Nikes and stuff. But I do have like a limit of like what I would spend on a shoe. Like I wouldn't spend anything over like $250. Maybe $300, depending on what they are. But even then, it's like,
I'll spend $140 on shoes, and I'll wear them every day of the year.
Yep, that's what I do. And like literally, they're falling apart right now. So like, I gotta get another pair. But I'm like,
yeah. But is this something I notice? Like, I notice it on everybody. Like, especially like dudes or whatever. Not that I'm like roasting people, but it's like the minute you show up in a new pair of shoes, or even you, dude, that's the first thing I notice. Like, anytime you're wearing a pair of shoes I've never seen before, I'm immediately noticing them.
There you go.
So,
all
right. It's in my psyche, man.
So that's great. That's great for you. But for me, my number three,
shoes. I'm going to find out.
That was my number one.
I'm going to find out through this that like I have nothing in common with you and Dave. Like,
you're actually not. We're not even supposed to be friends.
That's funny.
You're like, and my third thing, and it's something like specific, specific
just
to
you,
me.
Yeah. Just like,
all right. I'm on number three.
Yes, number three.
My three, I'll do toy collectibles.
Okay.
Like buying toys and keeping them in the plastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, it's your thing, but
who does that?
I mean, just people.
Oh yeah, tons.
Knew somebody who.
No,
did that
no, I just I don't have it, but I don't have friends that do it. But I'm just like, or like comic books, any collectible.
Dude, that's what
like,
I was gonna say.
I can't understand you getting it, and as a kid, being like, I can't open this.
Dude, 100%. I was gonna say that on the last the thing, but I don't want to spoil anybody. But yes, collecting something just for the sake of having it does not make sense to me.
No.
So like I get having a lot of things that are that you use. If you use all of them, or they all are different in some way, and they have some provide different utility, that's different. But what you were talking about is like a shelf of toys or a shelf of stamps or something. Mm. And it's just all you do with it is have it.
That's like the closest thing I can think of is like TY Beanie Babies was a thing when we were kids.
Oh, yeah.
And like I got on the train and I think I had like 10.
Yeah.
You know, my sister had 10.
Yeah.
And there's kids at our school that had like hundreds. There's like, I mean, it is a craze. Like one girl's like talking about like, oh, I need this bear. I was like, oh, I got that bear.
Yeah.
And she's like, you have that? I'm like, yeah, it's in my house. She's like, I'll buy it from you. Yeah. I bring it to school and it doesn't have like the tag on it.
Yeah.
And she's like, it doesn't have, where's the tag? I'm like,
gotta have the tag.
I cut the tag off.
Yeah.
Ooh. Like, why would you cut the tag off? I'm like, because when I sleep at it's night, it's scratching me in the face. So I cut the tag off.
Yeah.
And she's like, it should be in a case. And then I'm like, oh, well.
Yeah, I'm 100% on board with this pick.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything that I collect that I don't use.
Yeah, so like shoes that you like, you said shoes that you just have, you don't wear them.
Yeah,
for example, like
I don't have.
But there's something, must in the human psyche that loves collecting because it is a very popular thing. Like people collect stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like feast or famine, like when you're a caveman.
Maybe maybe that's it. But I mean, like I said, there's stamp collectors, coin collectors. There's toys, there's a Star Wars and
all right, how about collecting just junk at the house? So it
like a hoarder?
No, not like a hoarder. Just like for example, like so I grew up, my wife or my mom was a very like nothing on the countertops. The house is always clean, always, you know. I grew up in that.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa's house was clean, but there was like clutter, you know, stacks of like, oh, I'll get to this later, stacks of bills, stacks of this or that. All over. And so like our house is a mix of like super clean slash there's that junk pile in the corner. I love throwing stuff away.
Yeah.
And Teresa's like, well, there was those bills and I got like, well, they've been sitting there for a month. So like if it's that important, they'll send us another copy of this mail. I'll throw it all away.
Yeah.
I think at this stage of life,
toys, like, throw it away, dude.
Yeah. I get more joy and satisfaction after like off of like throwing stuff away than I do from like buying something new. Now, if it's depends. Like for myself,
I don't know about that. That's a little too far.
Sure. I'm not talking about something for myself, but it's like, hey, we're going to go get like a new bedroom set or something. I'm like, oh, that's nice. It's better than our other one. But like,
I've never enjoyed that though.
Yeah. I'm just saying in general, like
you don't want
something
you'd rather throw one away than buy a new one.
I'm just saying I get more satisfaction out of throwing something away than buying most new things. But I guess most new things I'm buying aren't for myself.
I disagree with that.
Yeah.
I buy new stuff, I really enjoy that new stuff.
But if it's probably for yourself, though. But I mean, like, would you have better satisfaction after getting a new TV downstairs or like cleaning out a whole, like throwing away everything in your like storage that's like cluttered and
different satisfactions, but overall a new TV. Give me a new TV.
Okay. Yeah.
That's maybe a bad comparison.
As I say, dude, you want to try again? That's pretty easy.
No, but back to your pick. That's a good one. That's a really good one. I'm with you on that. But again, it's something that people love. People love collecting stuff. They have a thing and they love collecting it. And again, if it's like, you know, maybe it's a movie collection. Like that to me is not the same thing because there is utility in owning the movies.
Kind of. Yeah. I have a huge DVD collection.
Yeah.
But like I pull it on my old Xbox 360 to play. Like, there's no more.
But things get obsolete. That's just not like that's vinyl just the reality, records. But still, there's still
but, like I'm still holding on to them. I'm like, I should just throw them away.
But they still have a function. Yeah. These other things you're talking about have zero function.
Like coins.
You know what I mean?
Like I'm going to collect these coins.
Yeah, or stamps or, Beanie Baby, all these things.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, like I have a lot of board games, for example. But like,
but you play them.
But yeah, I play, I use them. You know what I mean? So it's not like it's just sitting there on the shelf just to look at and,
Yeah.
But like sports memorabilia, people have crazy amounts of sports stuff.
I like having some sports memorabilia, but like, these guys that's like, or just go all out.
Yes.
Don't care.
Yeah.
That's a good one that I didn't think of. That
taking pictures with celebrities, don't care. Mm. Like now we're going into like a don't
autographs.
Care list. But like don't need it. Don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell you what's up. Hey man, I love your stuff. Thanks, man. That's it's good with me.
Have you ever been to somebody's house where they walk you through like stuff they collect?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's and when they show me, I'm like, this is awesome, dude. Like, this is cool.
Same. Yeah, like, this is cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I've never spent my own money on that.
Yeah, I'm never gonna be like, this is stupid, you idiot. Like, I'm never gonna do that. Like, I'm like, this is cool. Like,
yeah.
I actually went to one of the like Ashley's old like work friends or whatever. Her husband collected shoes, and he had like a room the size of like one of our kids' rooms dedicated to his shoe collection.
Yeah, too much.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, this is cool. He had like game worn Kobe's and stuff. But I thought it was cool. But at the same time, it's like shoes that he's never going to wear. Shoes that weren't even his size and stuff. Yeah. I was like, all right, I don't.
It's a collection.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
Even as a shoe guy, but.
Yeah.
Don't get it.
Okay. That's a good one. That was your number. What was your number? Three?
Yeah.
Yeah, three. It was your three. Number three, which was collectibles, really.
Yeah. Collectibles, yeah.
Okay, Matt, number two.
So my number two is something that I use every day and that I like to have.
Pens.
No. Sunglasses.
Oh.
So, and okay. My stipulation here is people that spend a certain amount on sunglasses.
Because a certain amount?
People who spend like over a certain amount on sunglasses. So to me, if you spend like more than like 50 or 60 bucks on sunglasses, like let's say like 100 or more. Or like
on one pair.
Yes. Yeah. So if you have like a $150, $200 pair of sunglasses, I'm like, I don't get
and
that.
And you're not
bro.
Patrick Mahomes or like a $50 or something?
Because I spend like $300, $400 on sunglasses probably a year, but it's like $50 sunglasses at a time.
Okay.
I just like lose.
That's what I'm saying. And my point, like why I don't understand like why you would have like a $200 pair of sunglasses.
For that exact reason.
For that exact reason. Yeah. Like you're going to the lake, they're going to fall off your head.
Right.
You're going to leave them somewhere. They're going to get stepped on. They're going to break.
And like my big thing is like back in the day, like, all the expensive stuff was polarized. So it was like better for your eyes and it cuts down glare, all this stuff.
Oh.
But now, dude.
Everything.
Like, you could buy a pair of polarized sunglasses for $20 if you don't care how they look.
Yeah. And like, I care that. Well, that's the other thing, too. You can still get nice looking sunglasses.
Yeah, they're fine.
But they're like, you can get a 3-pack on Amazon for like 25 bucks, right? And you have it for every one of your cars. You can have it in your house. Like, so it's just
that's what I do.
That's what I do.
Not Amazon.
Yeah,
but $25.
I have them ready to grab like wherever I'm at
or whatever.
But yeah, and it's like I just don't get why you would ever spend more than that. And to me, and I've had it like expensive Oakleys and stuff before. It's like I don't even want to take these off my head or do anything active with these because
I'm worried about it. I can't. Do anything.
I'm worried about these things.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's mine.
That's a good one.
Like, I'm with it.
That's a good one for sure. My number two has already been mentioned, and it's cars.
Yeah.
Slightly different, though. So it's not a new cars. It is souped up cars. It is like modding your vehicle. And like the one that comes to my mind are the trucks that are like jacked up.
Yeah.
The wheels are massive. They have these like aftermarket shocks and tracks on the top and like, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
No, I get it, dude.
That costs so much money. Up,
you would be rocking that if you could? Yeah.
No, yeah. I don't like that.
I did,
all.
Bro. I had a 07 Jeep with 35-inch tires and a 3-inch lift. And dude. I wanted all the cool stuff.
I guess
I'm just bikini tops.
I'm used to seeing you driving what you drive. I've never would picture you in something like
but
that.
But a humble father now.
That's true.
Yeah.
But again, that's cool. If that's your thing, you like to work on your car and soup it up, that's awesome. But I'm like, for me, I just want to get my car from A to B. You know what I mean? And that's it. That's the only reason that it exists for me. The only reason it exists.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's cool. Like, you have, like, the American flag, like, blacked out American flag
in
your car.
But there's a ton of place.
And you got, like, the black tires. And, like, that's cool. I mean, I that looks cool. I just, like, I would never ever spend money on it.
Well, all that's, like, cheap stuff.
True.
That that I got off, like, Amazon. Like, but yes, like, lifting it, the shocks and all this stuff.
Big money.
No.
I'm with it.
Dog. And there's
what about lowriders, dude?
Also no utility.
I think like lowriders are sick.
That's a New Mexico thing, man.
Yeah, maybe,
dude. Ingrained in your culture.
Lowriders. Like I always think like if I ever like hit the lottery or whatever, like I won't have like I'll have like one lowrider. Just cuz it'd be sick to like roll on Dayton's hitting the switches with the top down, like picking your kids up from school and that.
Yeah. Cool. What about those speed bumps?
I got the switches, bro.
Oh, okay.
Drop it up and
you're gonna have like the catfish things, the
hydraulic,
the curb detectors. Yeah,
yeah, you have everything, bro.
Or the spinners and the floaters, rims.
No, no stones.
Are you gonna have the? Are you gonna have like the metallic sign in the back window, or whatever that says? Like, yeah, McEntee.
Los Vatos, yeah. Los Vatos Car Club, eh?
Oh, are you gonna have like the mural on the back of like?
Yeah, Salinas. Like, yeah. Salinas, the singer. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I always just think it'd be cool.
I know people who like it, and that's great. And that's just that's nothing I'll spend money on.
I get that one.
Because like also like again like a lot of my things that I have are there's the utility. There's like no a lot of these things that I'm talking about are. There's no utility in them.
Right.
It's like strictly aesthetic or strictly
right.
Cause mm-hmm. It's cool. And this is like, I don't know.
But I would do stuff to my Jeep to make it better at climbing up hills and so I was spending more time.
But are you climbing hills?
Yeah.
Off-roading and stuff?
That's what I'm saying. I was doing that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But like there was a time, like I wouldn't, if I had a Jeep now, I would never drive it because its utility is useless.
So if that was the case, then that's not the same thing, right? But like you can tell some of these trucks you see, there's 0% chance they've ever been on anything but asphalt. I
call them mall crawlers. You know what I mean? They only go to the mall.
That's my dad,
there's
dude.
There's no way.
Your dad always has like some, it's like a Ranger. It's like some like chinset truck, but it's always tricked out.
Yeah. And he tells me like one of them he got, he's like, guess how many four-wheel drive gears there's on this? I'm like, I thought four-wheel drive had like one gear. Like you just, I'm in four-wheel drive. He's like, nah, bro. He's like, I guess how many? I'm like, I don't know, man. Like two? He's like, nine. And I'm like,
nine.
What?
I'm like, how many of those have you used?
That's
he was
what
like,
Big Al said.
I was like, how many of the nine have you used? He's like, none. But if I need them, I got them. And I'm like, okay,
all
man.
Nine.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
My dad's a new car.
Your dad likes the new cars.
We bought new cars before. So that's something that we have done, but yeah.
We've done it once. We've done it once, but I'm not. Yeah.
Never had a new car.
But yeah.
Really? Your car now looks brand new.
It does.
So that's the thing.
Oh, I think, I've had two new cars through work, like rolled off the lots and gave them to me, but nothing. I've never purchased a new car myself.
Sure.
Yeah, dude, work going pretty well.
Yeah, work's going well for me, dude.
All right. That's my number two.
Golf clubs.
Oh
wow! I didn't expect that from you, man.
Well, like
interesting.
So you need a good pair of golf clubs, right?
Sure.
Like I'm not a good golfer. I enjoy golf, though. I'd say if you golf 10 times a year, you enjoy it. You need to invest the money in buying a good pair of golf clubs.
Sure.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about is the guys that buy the New Year's editions of the TaylorMades every year or every couple years, and I got new golf clubs when I turned 30. Mm-hmm. I had the same golf clubs for my whole life. Mm-hmm. And when I was going back in, the guy's like, hey, what are you swinging? I was like, oh, the Ping Eye 2s, whatever. He's like, oh, you're going to love. He's like, looking at my clubs, like, dude, these clubs are 70 years old. It's like, you're gonna feel the technology difference in what you swing for now. So I get that. But he said, like, you need to buy a new set of golf clubs every 10 years, maybe. Because the technology isn't that better. Same with like drivers. Mm. Like if you buy a driver and like a guy like me who doesn't golf all the time, it's like you don't care. Like every year you're not going to tell a difference.
Yeah.
So that I don't understand. Like I see people like, I got the new driver. I got the new this. It's like.
What about buying every single type of club? Having every single one. Like, is that a thing that, I don't know anything about.
Or they're just going like drivers and stuff.
No. Yeah. Like a lot of times, like you'll keep the same clubs and just buy the driver or whatever.
Okay.
But like having every club in your bag, you're limited to, you're only supposed to carry like 12 or like there's a rule of
but,
how many
but,
clubs.
But you're not playing any.
Right. Yeah. So there's guys that have like 8 wedges and you're like, that's overkill.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
But I also like, I get the job done with 2. Mm-hmm. But if you're like my Uncle Pat, who's a stud golfer, he might have 4 different wedges because they do different things.
Yeah.
But, and it's worth it to him.
Yeah.
And it's not to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that. I mean, like, that's anything, though. Like, everything you can buy it, and then you can buy the upgraded version. You know, these lights. You know, these lights are like, I don't know how much they were. My wife bought them for me, but you can buy lights, one light that's $1,000.
Right.
You know what I mean? These mics. Yeah. You can buy a mic that's $70, right? Or like $150. We actually got 2 for 1. Amazon sent me both of these, which was awesome when I bought
one of them.
So shout out to Amazon. But, or 70 or 150 or $500 for a mic. You know, it's everything is light, everything you can do that with.
Yeah.
But that's immediate upgrades. Like, but if you're just buying new golf clubs every year, there's like...
Sure. It's barely a difference.
Yeah.
Other
yeah.
than...
If you close, it'd be like if you the $500
mic is the same as this. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I see.
Like you're upgrading and spending that money for basically no reason.
It's like a... It's always like a... It's a diminishing returns, right? So like you get to hit... Like that one was like... I was looking at mics. I'm like, if you want to get a cheap one, but we don't want to get like a $10 mic also.
Right.
Right. You want to get at least this quality threshold. Of mic. But like as soon as you get over that, the amount it gets better gets less and less, right? Diminishing returns. So it goes whoop, and then it goes like slightly, and then it basically levels off where you can't even tell the difference per price, per dollar or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. That's a good one. I didn't think of that one for sure. That's a good one.
I didn't see you coming out with that.
Yeah.
But I can
golf clubs. Yeah, I can see that for sure. I mean, you can see that for a lot of different things.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. So number one. We already did Colin's number one.
Yep.
It was shoes.
Shoes.
Yeah.
Matt, what's your number one?
So I'm going to get oddly specific with this one.
Okay. I love it.
And it's basically from hearing complaints from like family members and friends. And this may be like fit a certain demographic or whatever. But people that are still paying for Cox cable and Cox internet in today's world.
Okay.
And I will say this because it's people like I get. So Cox internet is like probably the best internet you can get, right? I don't know. What do you guys have?
Yeah.
I have Cox internet.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
So
we have AT&T.
So, and again, I'm nothing against you for having it, but specifically in my scenario, and I hear this from like family members and stuff all the time. They have Cox internet and they're like, I have Cox internet, I have Cox cable, and I'm spending $500 a month and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, tell them, okay, if you don't want to spend it, and I know you're not using the Cox internet for the speed, you're not gaming, you're not doing any of these things that, that would get the value out of that, you know, grade of internet. But they're, you know, I tell them like, dude, you can go get Verizon, any of the cell phone companies offer home internet now. And it's like $40 a month. And they send you a thing in the mail and you plug it in your wall and bam, you have internet. And it's good internet. It powers our whole house or whatever. Mm-hmm. You have that. And then like the cable thing, you're like, okay, what do you, how many channels on cable are you watching? And it's like, well, we watch like three. And you're like, get rid of that. Like, so basically,
they have a landline also.
Yeah. And a landline.
Yeah. It came with the bundle.
And they won't let, like, the Cox won't let them get rid of the landline. You have to have everything to get the
this
package
bugs
or whatever.
You, huh? This is your number one.
Well, this because it bugs me because I've heard it so much and I've offered, like, solutions.
You're checking out too many old people, dude.
I've offered solutions to these problems specifically and even said, I will offer my services to, like, install these things and get these things, like, going for you and stuff and save you, like, hundreds of dollars a month and get exactly what you need. And still it's just, you know, next time I see whoever it is at Cox Cable, you know, I call them to see if they can lower my bill $20. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't, you know, and it's just like, all right, go ahead. Like I've given you solutions. You don't want to take it. Yeah.
That's why I do. When someone says that to me, I just go,
so
crazy.
That one's
just walk away.
That one's
walk away, dude.
That one's
see you, Angeline.
That one is specific. That one's oddly specific,
but yeah, it's one that like the minute you said like stuff people spend money on that you don't understand, that was the first one that came out of mind because I'm just like, the people that are still paying for that when there's all kinds of other solutions and you're not using any of these things.
And it's just
to
like
get the value out of it.
It's just an aversion to new things. Like, oh, I don't want to try. I don't want to learn anything new.
Yeah.
I want to set up process. I want to keep with the. I'm going to stay with the. You know.
Yeah.
Stay with the girl who brought me.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Even though like the setup of Cox.
His whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah. The setup of Cox is like a complicated thing. Like you have to have a router, and I don't know how it is now, but like you have to have all kinds of stuff. But I guess they come out and install it or whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they do.
Yeah, but. Yeah.
It's not hard at all.
It's not hard.
All right.
But no, I get that. I mean, I have Cox Gigablast or whatever, but I play games and like I upload, for example, like hour long YouTube videos that take a long time and then with Gigablast. And if it wasn't Gigablast, it would take for freaking ever to upload these videos.
So that I get. So like you need the best internet.
Yeah, we have tons of devices. We have tons of things. So like it's, for me, it's like the extra speed and the extra bandwidth.
I pay for the best internet just because I'm impatient.
Yeah, I mean, that's
true. I'm not waiting.
You don't want to wait. Yeah.
Turn it on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, again, that's one. If you have it, there's nothing against you if you're using it, but it's just.
This is like specifically your family. Say,
dude, your family parties sound riveting.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, all right, Dave, what's your number one?
My number one is fine dining. I do not understand spending money on fine dining.
Well, I disagree on
this. Dude, I will go out for the very few times I've been fine dining, like a really nice steakhouse or really nice things. Like, first of all, I was never paying any of the times. I never went. It's always like a work event or like some like corporate sponsored thing.
Yeah.
And I look at the prices. I'm like, this is $100 for a steak? And the steak comes out and it's this big? It's like
so good.
I'm like, what?
So good.
And it's, everything's so pretentious and everybody's so pretentious there. And there's a certain thing you sizes. Can't say. You
there,
can't do these things.
There
and
is like, that. There is
and
that.
It's like,
stuff's
it's,
in French.
It's not as, it's, first of all, it's not better than, it's not that much better than other places.
Texas Roadhouse.
It's not that much better.
Yes, it is.
It might be better, but not that much better. Not $80 better.
Yeah.
For like a smaller portion. And like, yeah, it's every time I leave, I'm like, I'm still hungry. That was not that. I mean, it was, it, yeah, was that three bites? Good. Sure.
You didn't fill up on the escargot.
Dude, I feel this, dude. You go to like a fancy steak restaurant, I think it's worth it. Now, I will say this. I've been exposed to a lot more fancy dining because of my job.
Okay.
And the pretentiousness at some of these restaurants kills me.
Yeah,
dude.
That's the yeah.
Like, how dare this peasant ask a question about the menu? Yeah,
100%.
Or like even how, dude, they had to teach me at my new job how to like conduct yourself at dinner.
Yeah,
because like we sat down with these doctors and these like super rich, influential people, and I'm like looking at the menu like, all right, what are we gonna get? No one touches a menu. My like afterwards, my boss is like, yo. Don't be the first guy to touch your menu. And if you are, you better have waited for like 20 minutes.
What?
And I'm just like, what? Yeah, dude.
Why?
It's like a 4-hour long dinner. Yeah,
like
you don't, no one finishes their food. Like everyone leaves bites on the plate. Like I'm like cleaning my plate off. I look up, everyone's done eating and like 3/4 of it's eaten everywhere. Like on any dish, always. There's like these weird rules,
dude. The whole thing.
Are these people
the
like
whole thing
super
is
in
just,
shape, like people or something?
No,
no. It's just decorum. No. It's decorum. It's how you conduct act, yourselves in these environments.
So you're not like looking like a hog or something.
No, just
pretty
I'm
much.
I'm rich enough to throw this. I don't have no idea how, but it's kind of like the thing. Like, you don't finish your plate. You don't ask for a box.
Informed,
right? You know, you don't. Yeah. They're used to picking up food that's been half eaten. Like, throw this.
Yeah, dude.
They know no one wants a box. But I was, but because of that, I've got those, and it's really good food.
Mm-hmm.
I have like on date nights and stuff, instead of just like ripping the Emerson Biggins down the road, you know, the sports bar or whatever, because I don't care either. But I'm like, hey, let's go try this new steakhouse. Let's try this or that. Because sometimes it will knock your socks off, dude, how much better it is. So I think there is a limit.
Yeah.
Or the type of food, like sushi. You can get like affordable sushi.
Mm-hmm.
You can get upscale sushi. You can get like really expensive sushi. I think that matters. You can tell a difference in that.
I think, and I'm not a big sushi, but I think steaks, you can tell the difference between a $20 steak and a $60 steak.
Yes, I will also say this. Like the run-of-the-mill steakhouses, Texas Roadhouse, that echelon of steakhouses, I'm pretty confident in my grilling abilities these days where I can make a steak at home that's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I don't go to Texas Roadhouse. I'm like, oh, how do these guys do it?
Yeah.
You know, like I'm pretty good at
you know how many
steaks now at my house.
Dudes I've heard that from. This is funny. That's like a,
really?
It's a, such a guy thing.
Yeah.
Well, you're just it's like, true though.
Why would I go buy a steak when I can make it better at my house and stuff? And you're like,
yeah. I don't even deny that it's better. I don't deny it's better.
Yeah.
I deny that it's $100 better.
Yeah.
That's what I deny. $100 better. I don't know about that.
And I would just say I like your take, except it depends on certain things. Because there's some stuff I've had at some of these places. I'm just like,
sure. But would you pay for it out of your pocket?
I've gone back and been like taking my wife like,
really?
Yes, we need to go try this.
Okay.
Now I'm not having the whole shebang like I did on the company dollar.
Yeah.
But I'm like, we're for sure coming here and we're getting this
thing,
item.
Exact thing.
We've been to very few places innate like fine dining.
Yeah.
On our own dime.
Yeah.
And
I've never.
And yeah, it's just I don't like to spend unnecessary. Like if when I see the bill, like at one of these places, like oh god, what was that place Giorgio's or whatever?
Yeah, Georgius.
Yeah. Georgius, yes.
Yeah. I think it's on Central.
That one is like, dude, we got our bill and it was, you know, $150 or something.
Yeah.
And it's just like, dude, that was not like, I just
see,
I,
like, to me, that's fine.
But it's just two people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, yeah, well, I'm not doing it all the time, but it's like, if I'm going out, like Teresa knows, like, mm-hmm. My wife knows. Don't say let's go out and then like, hey, let's share a meal. Mm-hmm. Like if we're going out,
sure,
we're experiencing this thing. If I want to try four of those appetizers,
sure, yeah,
like let's get them all.
Sure.
Yeah.
You want to try three different of the drinks because they all, let's go. We're going all the way.
Yeah.
Sure. And again, that's great. I love that. If you guys enjoy that, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
But that's why it's on my list because but it's not just the food. See, like the food is only one aspect of the fine dining experience that I do not like.
I don't like, yeah. Like, I'm not a fan of the fine
atmosphere,
dining.
Atmosphere, it's the people, it's the waiters, like it's
what the lighting. Like, you can't see, it's always dark.
Like, you can't really talk. You gotta make sure you're being quiet. And
I've been shushed.
Yes, exactly. You have? Whole thing.
I've been shushed at dinners before, yeah.
And then to top it off, you're paying through the butt. You're paying through the nose for this experience. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And it's not for me. It's not for me. And that's really, maybe if I experienced more of the, I haven't had that many experiences, to be fair, also.
Yeah.
But all of them have left a lot to be desired from me. You know, so I don't know.
And I on my old sales team, everybody was foodies like that.
Really?
So, like, we'd go to some place, Teresa and I were like, we don't fit in this place.
Yes, that's
and
how
they're
I feel.
Like, this isn't as good as I thought it would have been. I'm like, okay, shut
dude,
up.
Dude, that's how I feel, dude. I walk in there, I'm like, I don't belong here. Just immediately.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I do not belong here.
Dude, I feel like that's a separate list of like top five types of people that annoy you. That annoy you. Foodies are one.
Ooh.
Where you're like, all right, man, I get you're like way into all this stuff. But like to me, like I don't have that sophisticated of a palate. I'm like, this is good. Great. I'm going to eat it. It may not be the world's best, but I'm fine with it. I don't like walk into some place and like my whole day is ruined or whatever. If like the food or
I would
whatever.
Say I'm a foodie in the fact that like I'm going to hear of goods and I'll eat anything and I'll be like, this is knock your socks off good.
Yeah.
I won't tell you. I can't break down the flavor profiles. I'm like, this
it has
is amazing.
Subtle notes of oregano.
Yeah. Like this is amazing.
Yeah. I'm not even close to a foodie. You never would claim to be.
Yeah.
I do like experiencing new stuff.
Sure.
But yeah, like Dave would say, like I would never go do any of that stuff on my own dime to be like, hey, let's go out and spend.
It's like the prices aren't even on the freaking menu.
That's a scary one, dude.
That's when you know.
It's a scary one.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like one drink is like $23.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? Yeah.
See, like that's one that could be an honorable mention for me.
Alcohol?
But, see, alcohol.
I thought you were gonna say
but see,
it.
But see, I do understand it though. That's why I don't, even though I would never spend money on it. Because this is the list I don't understand. I do understand why people spend money on it. That's why I wouldn't.
Yeah.
That's why it's
not
on my list.
Right.
Because I think that's different than this list.
Yeah.
You know, that's just different. That's just different tastes.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I guess this whole thing is about taste, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would never spend money on alcohol. I mean, because I know, because you can go to where we get our bills. You know, like ours is my bill is usually like. $30 or $40 cheaper than everybody else's bill, like specifically because
the booze.
Because I got a drink, a $3, you know, Coke, and I got it refilled 6 times for free. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but again, that just that's not nothing wrong with it. It's just it's different strokes.
I stopped drinking quite a bit at restaurants.
I don't really drink much at restaurants ever, unless we're going out like we did or whatever. But
yeah,
if we're just going out with the family, I'd never.
Well, like I don't like drinking beer with food.
I don't either.
Oh, really?
So like if I'm at a restaurant, like if I'm waiting, I'll have a beer beforehand. But like when food comes, like you want another one? I'm like, nope, dude, give me water.
Interesting.
Yeah. Same.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't really drink while I'm eating ever.
I guess I always thought that was.
A thing,
yeah, that was like
well, that's like because they compare things together, right? Like, there's a lot of food pairing with beer and with wine.
Sure,
I just like I'm not. There's people who like I like steak and red wine.
Mm-hmm.
I like I like any of my food with water. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I water is my last choice for a drink with meals, because I like having a flavor that kind of like changes the, I don't know. So I'm eating clears, this flavor. Clears, it clears the palate, essentially. Yeah. I think water does it as
with
well.
With sugar. Just coat the palate with
100%.
Sugar.
100%. Yeah.
Why not just water?
I don't know. Water doesn't do it as well.
Are you a water drinker, though?
Yeah. I like, yo, for sure. For sure. But I'm saying, like, with a meal, I'd rather have something that has flavor with it.
Always. Or just when you're out.
I mean, if I had a choice, I would rather have. So, like, at work, I'll have, you know, get water from our Culligan. And I'll, like, spread. I squirt like
you're
Mio,
not a plain water guy.
No. If it's by it's, if I'm like working out or just drinking water by itself, then I have no problem with it being.
Yeah,
it's with a meal is when I want the flavor.
I am.
Yeah,
because I had a friend who could not drink water without flavoring it somehow.
Oh no, that's I love me, water. No, I
you
love
are
water.
That way.
That's me. Unless, like Dave said, if I'm like working out, or I just mowed the lawn or something. Yeah, I can chug water if I'm super thirsty. But if I'm just like hanging out and I'm.
That's
in my
true.
House.
You always have Propel. That's true. You do. You like always have Propel.
Yeah, you always have flavor. So. That's me. Let's true, talk right? about how me. Much I hate working out, or like when I played football, like at practice, and someone hits you with the Gatorade. I'm like, get that out of my face.
What?
I need straight water right now.
Hmm.
Like, I don't want that sugary BS. I need water.
But like, if you're like hot, like when you're outside for outdoor practice, for like football, whatever it was, and it's like hot as hell. Mm-hmm. I think nothing hits harder than a, like an ice cold Gatorade.
Post practice, yes.
Okay, yeah.
That's, not I
was
during.
Gonna, I was okay. Saying, that's a, that was the exact my exact qualifier.
That's good.
Yeah. During practice, when I just went water. After practice, I think a Gatorade
hits.
Me
with
a
Gatorade it. Hits.
Yeah.
Or, hit me. Yeah.
Give Gatorade me that all sport.
Hits it.
Yes. I agree. That. All sport. Is that the one that was slightly carbonated?
I don't know. I
yes,
that
it
one.
Was. It was. And they had like, oh, bro.
Yeah, it had that like tang.
Give it
man.
To me.
It was spicy.
Yeah, you
little bit
chug
spicy.
Half the bottle. Yeah, it's a little spicy, burn the throat a little bit.
Yeah.
Bring it back, dude. All sport was hitting, dude.
Yeah, I slammed some
red
all
and blue. Hey, how about the take? If you call Gatorade by its flavor, you're a cop. Have you seen this? And then someone was like,
oh, instead of the color?
What do you call? What about like Arctic Berry or whatever? He's like, you mean light blue? Nice try, cop.
Yeah.
I see.
Nice instead try, of a, yeah. officer.
What do you call? What do you mean? You don't call it grape? Like, no, it's purple.
It's purple.
Yeah. What about the glacier? You're like, clear?
Clear. Yeah, clear, white.
That's funny.
Yeah, dude.
That's funny. Don't take off your headset until we're done. Don't take it off.
Why?
I don't know. Because you're always like, is this
that's
like
what
a,
you that's do, sign? Dude. And then you walk away.
Let's sign out and then take them off.
Baseball player numbers of all time.
Okay. Well, we're going to think about that. Until next time. Thanks
top
for
five.
Watching. I guess. I don't know. That was terrible. We'll see.
Oh!
Can I take my headset off now?